The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I welcome you all to this celebration as today we celebrate the 20th Sunday in the ordinary time. And the readings today invite us to reflect on the power of prayer, the power of our faith, but even more so, the power of our community. And I want to begin with a joke. A man went for confession and told the priest, "Father, I have prayed for the same thing every day for 20 years, but God never answers me." And then the priest said, "Maybe God has been answering you, but perhaps He's waiting for you to stop talking so that you can receive your answer." The Canaanite woman that we have heard in the gospel today teaches us something that is very different. She knew so well the person that she was talking to, Jesus, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, God. And so she kept praying, saying, "Lord, help me." And her persistence in prayer is not lack of faith, but it is an expression of faith. However much she was an outsider, she wasn't a Jew. Jesus was on his way to those two districts of Tyre and Sidon, the Gentile territories, and he encounters this woman who knew so well that her daughter had been tormented by the demon. And so she asked Jesus to heal her. But of course, Jesus was a Jew. She was a Gentile. She was an outsider. And she kept persistently asking Jesus. And even the disciples, the friends of Jesus, also said, "Come on, Lord, stop her from making noise for us." But then this woman knew so well what she was asking for. She was persistent in prayer, but more so, she had a deeper faith. in God, she knew that Jesus would do something for her. And I believe that this reading connects so well in the first reading that we have heard from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, in this book, all in this reading, he gives us something different, but at the same time, it connects with the gospel. He said, "Foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, keeping the Sabbath free from profanation, holding on to the covenant, praying with joy, their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted at my altar." And then he goes on to say, "For my house shall be a house of prayer for all peoples. For my house shall be a house of prayer for all peoples." The woman in the gospel, she was an outsider. She encounters Jesus, but Jesus listens to her. However much Jesus seemed to be silent, he wasn't absent. He was paying attention to the faith of this woman. And so he does something. Jesus praises the faith of this woman, and he says, "O woman, great is your faith. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And what does that say for all of us today? My brothers and sisters, perhaps sometimes we create barriers. We say, "This person doesn't belong to our company. This person doesn't belong to our group," like the disciples. "Send her away, for she keeps making noise for us." And all even at times we say, "This person is from a different background, has a different past. All, he's of a different nationality. And so we do not welcome them." But always remember that each of us, as baptized Christians, we belong to the family of God, saved by our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for all of us, the one who comes to give us his love, his mercy, his blessing. Let us not lose sight of that. Let this community of Holy Family be a place where everyone is welcome, where whoever comes here may encounter the mercy of our God, regardless where they come from, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of their past. For Jesus saved us all from sin. He died on the cross for all of us to give us a new life in him. And I would like to challenge you, my brothers and sisters, this week. We need to ask ourselves, who are the people that we consider outsiders, foreigners among us? Maybe this week we can welcome them in a special way, in a very profound way. Like this Canaanite woman, may our faith lead us to encounter Jesus, persevering in our prayers each day. And let us become a community that welcomes everyone, so that all of us, we may feel the mercy and the love of our God. For Isaiah has told us, everyone is welcome, and this house will always be a house of prayer for all peoples. And Jesus encounters this woman, foreigner, outsider, but then he praises her faith and says, O woman, great is your faith. We pray for the grace in this Eucharistic celebration that as we receive him and encounter him in the Eucharist, he may open our hearts to be a people that is full of faith, but more so a people that welcomes each other as brothers and sisters. Amen.